Fiona Kelly is here with what it says in the papers.
The Irish Independent and Irish Daily Mail both lead this morning with concerns about a medicines shortage as winter illnesses surge. The Mail reports that products such as Calpol and other remedies for cold and flu are becoming increasingly difficult to find. More worryingly, the Independent reports that drugs to treat blood pressure and serious pain, including 11 on the WHO's critical medicines list, are among a range of over 200 medicines now out of stock. Eilish O'Regan also reports that 40% of these medicines have just one supplier and that Ireland is at a competitive disadvantage when there is a global shortage because the HSE is paying lower prices for some drugs compared with other countries. The Irish Times leads with the line that almost 1,000 nursing home beds lie empty across the state, while hundreds of patients remain in hospital due to a lack of discharge options, which we're told most commonly arise from delays in organising Fair Deal nursing home places or transitional care in other community facilities. For its lead story, the Irish Examiner quotes Integration Minister Roderick O'Gorman suggesting that the asylum system should be expanded to allow more economic migrants into the country, including people who have been forced to leave their homes due to climate change. The death of sports commentator Paddy Palmer, who died after being the victim of a hit-and-run incident in Inishannon in County Cork on the 30th of December, is covered on the front of today's Irish Daily Star. Tommy Tiernan receives coverage on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror after RTÉ junior presenter Emer O'Neill walked out of a show in Vicar Street on Friday night after finding one of his jokes offensive. An appeal from Marion Walsh, whose 17-year-old son Damien was shot dead by a loyalist in Belfast 30 years ago, in which he urges the Orange Order to rethink their plan to have a memorial parade in honour of UDA man Jim Guiney, who was killed by Republicans 25 years ago, close to the scene where Damien was killed, is covered in the front of today's Irish News. Back in the front of the Times, there's a picture of friends and family of Bruno Fonseca, who held a vigil in memory of the 28-year-old Brazilian librarian who was killed in Cork a week ago. Prince Harry is pictured in the front of The Independent, holding forth during his well-publicised interview on ITV last night. And finally, The Examiner, Mail, Sun and Mirror all run with pictures from the first episode of this season's Dancing with the Stars, which went to air last night. In his review on page 3 of The Mail, Philip Nolan describes it as a solid series opener. And he also observes that, judging from last night's episode, there are signs that a few of the celebs can actually dance.